this might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
I love that we're both doing our recording at 2:45, double fisting caffeine moment.
Yeah, I'm doing my best Kornacki right now. I'm doing some Diet Coke. I'm doing some just black coffee. I'm just putting it all in me and hoping for the best.
I feel like Steve Kornacki, I love that he's getting the respect that is due to him because he has been killing every midterm, everything for so long.
Yeah.
But now the thirst that's being expressed for him on Twitter, it warms my heart.
It is very warm. I spent way too long trying to look up Steve Kornacki facts before we got here. He is, first of all, a gay man. He wrote this really beautiful article for Salon in like 2011. Well, the first thing really is that there's hardly any information about him out there,
which is why it's even more intriguing.
Yeah, because we're getting a concentrated amount of Kornacki time right now, and we hardly know anything about him. The only other fun fact about Steve that I learned is that his election day khakis are from The Gap.
I love that. Okay, yeah. And I just want to say, like, a quick note for anyone listening who watches different news outlets. Grace and I are talking about the person on MSNBC who stands at the big board and is basically like a math whiz and like is breaking it down to the county of how to count it. And he's just so adorable. And like his Kornacki cam is just on his khaki butts half the time.
I know. But I don't know how to feel about the Kornacki cam. I saw someone tweet that it's like a live stream panda cam in a zoo. And I was like, yeah.
Like, let the man pick a wedgie and have some water without doing it. But now that you say that, if there isn't a special release, Kornacki khakis?
Kornacki.
Come on.
I know.
Kornacki khakis?
Didn't you tweet something like Pornacki?
Yeah, that right now we're getting a whole lot of Pornacki. It's just like extreme, nice Kornacki. What a time.
I never knew that I would be so enthralled by someone doing math in their head live on television.
Well, now it just needs to be, we need to use it to inspire the kids to be into math.
Yeah, I know, we're so reliant on all of our devices that I feel like that's why we are all completely shocked and like obsessed with this man that can do math
without
simple a device.
Math. Yeah, totally. So we are recording this on a Friday. It is 2 days too late because, guys, it's the craziest week of all time. Like, if you're watching this on YouTube, I am blocking a TV that just has MSNBC on the whole time, non-spot. I've been a crazy, like, all I've done is watch the news for 15 hours a day while I'm getting kind of drunk. That's all I've done for 3 days, 4 days.
For 3 or 4 days straight, that's all I've done is screen to screen to screen, refresh, refresh, refresh. And truly, I have to say, like, every week before you and I record these episodes, we're always like, we got nothing to talk about. How are we going to fill 30 minutes? And these news professionals' ability to talk about the same thing for 12 to 24 hours is so impressive. And I don't know that people realize what they're doing. It's incredible.
What's so crazy is that they will take a nugget and stretch it out so far. But I feel like if I saw a scary movie right now and instead of the normal scary score, they put the breaking news moment, that music that's like, oh, fuck, they're about to announce a state. Like, I'm going to have PTSD about it. Like, if someone just put that on their phone and like played it when I was about to do something, I feel like it has like a visceral physical reaction from me.
Yeah. That like bum, bum, bum or whatever noise that happens when they're about to decide a state, I have like a Pavlovian butt clench response to it. And it is, it's wild. Who's the guy that's the main anchor that's been doing it for a billion years on MSNBC?
Brian Williams.
Yeah. I just heard him. He literally said, so my colleagues say that we have to go to them. They assume that I have cameras on me at all times as we come back from commercial break and that I don't have anything else to do. And they're right. So we're going to our correspondent in the field. He is so sarcastic, but you have to really be listening in between all of it.
Oh, we have reached the point of the election that like everyone who's on camera reporting is tired. Also, guys, in case you're listening to this later, we are currently recording this when they have not yet called Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, or Pennsylvania.
So that we're could in all that happen.
Like, it could all happen all at once. It's so crazy. I just burped out of stress.
I know. I also love that the cadence and the rasp of all of their voices has set in, because this is not normal. This doesn't normally last this long. So all of their octaves have gone down very low. Mm-hmm. They all sound like they ate packs of cigarettes overnight. And it's
like a goat.
They've just been talking, filling time, making our lives stressful and blessful, I guess.
Well, speaking of stressful, I'll just go ahead and share this. I had maybe the most stressful election day ever.
Yeah,
you know,
guys,
this.
If you're wondering why we're recording late this week, it's not just simply we were overwhelmed with the election going on in our world. Oh, no.
So Grace and Hannah and I were supposed to all be in Palm Springs for election night and just spend it together. So we all got COVID tests and we were being responsible. I mean, I know that Kim Kardashian, I'll get to her later.
Oh,
she did the whole like we all got tests, but there's like six of us. We were all going to be responsible.
And so we don't have private doctors.
No, exactly. But so, or lives. So it's not like we would have taken it and then done something cool. So it got tested Saturday morning. And then on Monday, Chip gets his results and he's negative. And then on Tuesday morning, the morning of the election, when I'm totally terrified, I get a push notification. I check my results and I have a positive result for COVID. And I lost it. Well, here, I'll cut to the end of the story.
Well, rightly so, because I had already texted you that Elliot and I were negative. And so, like, it was all systems go. And then, you get these results.
Yeah. So just I'm not COVID positive. I immediately got that result, started bawling. Like, I opened the door and I screamed into Chip, like, Chip, you gotta come out. Like, you would have thought there was like an axe murderer in the yard. I mean, like, I can't move. He comes out. He's like comforting me while also being Chip and making sure I don't spiral. But so we immediately went and got rapid test. They both said negative, but those aren't as clear. So then 2 days later, we take another swab test and it says negative. So I think it was a false positive,